On this day in 2010, three suicide bombs hit the center of Iraq's capital city of Baghdad in quick succession, killing at least 42 people and injuring more than 200 others. It is important to remember that for many jihadis, public enemy number one is anything Shia or Iranian. So when did you first hear of the so-called Islamic State, aka ISIS, aka Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, aka Islamic State of Iraq and Shams, aka Islamic State of Iraq? Was it when the so-called Caliph, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, declared the so-called Caliphate in June 2014? Is that when the terrorist group appeared deus ex machina on the world stage? Of course not. ISIS did not form in a vacuum. It evolved from another group, one with which I'm sure you are much more familiar, Al-Qaeda. I will not bore you with the details, as you can probably read up on this using a great tool I just discovered called the interweb, or something like that. Another misguided notion is that we in the West are somehow the only ones ISIS hates. Yes, we are on the list of targets, of that there's no doubt, but we forget, or perhaps for some of you, you weren't aware of this, that there is one group of people which ISIS and other Islamist extremist bands really hate. And who might those unfortunates be? Shia Muslims. A blog post is no place to explain why this is so, but it has to do with the divide in Islam that goes back to the very roots of the faith in the early 7th century. It has to do with succession and leadership. In summary, those after the death of the Prophet Muhammad quarreled over who should assume the mantle of caliph, real caliph, not Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi fakery. And so we have got Sunnis and Shias, and the former have hated and killed the latter ever since. Today's featured attack bears this millennium and a half of enmity out. On this day in 2010, three suicide bombs hit the center of Iraq's capital city of Baghdad in quick succession, killing at least 42 people and injuring more than 200 others. The targets were foreign embassies, especially the Iranian one. In addition, the political movement headed by Ahmed Chalabi, the Iraqi National Congress, was also hit by the attack, and many of its guards and employees were amongst the casualties. Chalabi was seen as particularly close to the Iranians. It is important in any good analysis of terrorism to take into account all the victims. I know that Iran is a four-letter word in the West and has been since 1979. That does not mean its dead and wounded are any less tragic.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.